The preparation passage for the lesson from Bala Sulam's Shamadi 53, The Matter of Limitation. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not want gadlut, greatness. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal dvekut, adhesion. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if one has the smallest katnut, smallness, if it shines forever, it is considered having been imparted eternal dvekut. However, one who wants more gadlut, it is considered luxury. And this is the meaning of any sorrow will be surplus, meaning that sadness comes to a person because he wants luxuries. This is what it means that when Israel came to receive the Torah, Moses brought forth the people to the bottom of the mountain, as it is written, and they stood at the bottom of the mount. A mount, Hebrew har, means thoughts, Hebrew hirhurim. Moses led them to the end of the thought and the understanding and the reason, the lowest degree there is. Only then, when they agreed to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering and motion, but to remain in that state, as if they had the greatest gadlut, and to be happy for it, this is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness. This is so because during the gadlut, it is irrelevant to say that he gives them work to be in gladness, since during the gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of katnut, so that they will have joy although they feel katnut. And this is great work. This is called the main part of the degree, which is a discernment of katnut. This discernment must be permanent, and the gadlut is only an addition. Also, one should yearn for the main part, not for the additions.
I don't know, maybe to draw it in some way. We are coming to a crossroad, from which on we have to see how do we measure our state. Either within the desire to receive, Love writes, measuring in the desire, or measuring above, or better saying, outside. Measuring outside the desire. Where do we measure our place, our success, our advancement from time to time? Therefore, here we have joy in gadlut, adulthood. The greater we are, the healthier we are. That is the what the joy is about. On the left, here we continue with our ego. On the left, towards it we are attracted to see, to measure, etc. And here we are measuring everything towards the group and the Creator. Therefore, here we do not pay attention to the state we are in, rather we always receive that state as wholeness. It's on the right, every state is wholeness. Meaning our state is irrelevant. What's the Creator sending us? Rather, we are always measuring how can I be in bestowal outside of me. And here, on the left, to the contrary, I have no thoughts other than what is happening with me. According to that, from sunrise to sunset, this is how I feel. Accordingly, it's the work. What am I demanding of each state? So that from each state I'm demanding only, say, if it's on the right, to be as I am now and care only for the direction, not to go away from me. Through the group and the entire reality to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And here I work on the katnut, the infancy, as small as it could be. That is, that I want to bestow upon him the max, and not feeling that I'm bestowing and not feeling that he's enjoying me. Not that I'm enjoying it, rather the more diminish the return, cutting off all the strings, all the manners that could benefit me from as greater action as possible from that is outside of me, that I'm trying not to do. And here the work is with maximum giving and zero receiving of a reward. To the extent one is capable of making this calculation, say, bestow without receiving anything in return, accordingly, as Rosh Toch Sof, his degree is measured. He's a spiritual degree. And accordingly, he establish himself. And then start this mutual, reciprocal work. The more the Creator give me the ability, if one is already asking, if you find himself maybe a bit more power to add in bestow. Nevertheless, obviously we'll have to overcome more in order to not receive anything in return, and also what one receives in return. If so it happens, then there's an option to turn that into bestowal as well. Well, there's kind of a work over work here. Thus, we are advancing. So the problem is in that crossroad, or in that split, as it occurs here, as this work later on, it's in the entrance to each and every spiritual degree, when Shimo is revealed as broken, then a person need to establish this crossroad. So it would be clear to him what is the right and what is the left. And it's not that he doesn't look at the left. This is impossible because one is built over the other. Rather, if he's advancing correctly on the right, meaning he has come to a certain degree on the right, accordingly he's got his left. Rather here, as he cut it off, and that should be the toch, and that's the sof of the partsuf. In the place where he calculates that, or here when he calculates, this is the rosh, rosh toch sof, and this is how we begin to build it again. This is already the practical work. And all in all, how is it all built? Well, from the image of the world, what is revealed before him. Yeah? His attitude towards reality. Clear? Yes.
אתה יכול לקחת מקרה ולהלביש אותו על הסרטוט?
Can you take some event, some incident or something and clove it in the drawing?
Speak in the same words as I just spoke. What case? It is my attitude to... Do you mind what disturbance will I do it over?
I don't mind what disturbance you do it over, but let's say an obstruction in man's relation to the connection in the group. What does he go through in that scrutiny as he goes to the direction of the group and the Creator, and what happens in the scrutiny in the direction of the ego?
Let's say I could use the group and enjoy it in a certain manner. But it's quite primitive. It's not... It is very... A group should be as a mean for ascent, to attain katnu, the infancy, to attain the importance of the goal, the means. A group called, not that you among 100 men extra, a group called, or it means that you come to a system where you already want to be on the right line and arrange yourself. And already, let's say, post-choice. Prior to the choice, it's not even a group. It's kind of a bunch of people, a collection of people. You could call it, the people who are living Egypt. They're not a people as yet. It's just masses that lives Egypt. The nation is... Today you have become a nation once they receive avut upon themselves, once they begin to reveal indeed. Once the ego is revealed, when Mount Sinai is already there between everyone, doubts, the bottom of the heart of the mountain. And then there's a need for a group. The group itself is a mean. Hence, problems in the group, it's they're already on the right line.
Measuring outside the desire. With respect to what is it measured then? When a person performs a measurement outside of the desire, as you show in the diagram.
Well, outside of the desire to receive. Outside of the desire to receive. As you say here, when I measure everything in a way that I'm willing to stay in my current state for eternity, meaning delighted in mercy in every state there will be, no matter how much you go up, the more you go down and delighted in mercy. Delighted in mercy on the smallest degree even. Yeah, this is how it is in the ascent above. That's it.
So
it is called measuring, which is that which is outside of the desire to receive. With my delighted in mercy, I'm not measuring. I'm simply being inevitably to the least possible in the constant state. This is called delighted in mercy.
How do we measure outside of the will to receive if a person is always in his ego? He's always in the will to receive.
Correct. Well, this is how it is called. We're measuring outside of the desire to receive because I'm not ascribing the reward, the fulfillment as for the desire to receive. Hence, it is considered not in the desire to receive. Should I... It is impossible to explain. I am receiving...
A magnet
is working on a piece of metal. It raises it in the air, lifts it in the air. And this metal is now suspended in the air. It is in the air. The more the light affects the desire awaken above the desire to receive and can be in the air with the intention in order to bestow. It's not that the desire itself has changed, rather the intention for self is what changed into for the other. The other is only the creator, either creature or creator. There's nothing in between. So this is how we're working. Now, how to describe it? I don't know. Because every example I'll give you of this world would be egoistic one. Mother towards a child, or no matter what you want. So always one ego or another, as we respect certain forms, certain actions, egoistic ones, and we think they are bestowed, but it is reception. So what example can I give you? Yes.
So how do we advance towards Chafetz Chesed, delighted in mercy?
Only by the light that you form, when meticulously you do the same actions as the Kabbalist instructs us to do. There's a very, very meticulous, simple work, relatively, a consistent work, which must be performed time over time, and in the meanwhile, the light affects you and brings you to the desirable goal. However, once performing this meticulous work time after time, you're doing it on your desire to receive, on your flesh, that you truly cut it, pinch it, stubbing it. However, meticulously, you're continuing the same actions.
I perform the same action time and again. What changes from one time to the next? What should I ask to receive next time?
The illumination that shines upon you. The illumination that shines upon you constantly is new. Thus, penny by penny accumulates into a big account. Yes.
Should I come with some demand, a particular prayer into the same action?
Yes.
What is it?
Not to demand anything other than bestow. which that is also a prayer, is a result of the surrounding light. One must undergo the process of disconnection. Well, it's painful. For it to be tolerable, it is divided according to man's ability to tolerate into very, very minute states, steps, rather. That's one. Second thing, well, you want to hasten it? Well, please go ahead. You've got the group. Try and share this process of disconnection along with the group.
How do we divide in or share that process of disconnection?
יש כאן יש כאן
there is a patent כזה. There's kind of a patent here. How shall I put it?
לא שומע. Trick.
Trick. Trick. יש כאן also. All right. There's a wonderful opportunity here in doing so. The shell, the klipa, is helping. Say, you saw in the butcher how they cut a piece of meat into a few smaller pieces, right? So we are one piece of meat. However, we were cut into many slices. Had you felt that you will be cut off today into many pieces, you won't be able to last. Imagine yourself, you're a big piece of meat, and now gradually you begin to have your meat cut off. Can you sustain that? Can you tolerate that? Well, it's truly, in order for you not to feel it, you're given a lack of sensation in that that you are connected with everyone, and then you can undergo those actions. The klipa, the shell, this egoistic klipa that cuts between us, assists us in going through the states in a lighter, easier manner. Just for you to have kind of a grasp in it to start with. The extent to which both those parts, the klipa, impurity and sanctity, purity, act towards the same goal. Truly, the klipa works here in an opposite manner. If it wasn't for it, we wouldn't have been able to tolerate. On one hand, it disturbs us from attaining a good thing, because it is attained in one, in the wholeness. On the other hand, it make it easier with a bad thing, because it divides it into many things, because I don't feel anything bad that happens around the world. Had I felt it now, would I be able to tolerate it? This is due to the same rule that the shell guards the fruit or the peel. Well, we'll study it more, but we need to begin to feel those things. Otherwise, well, then we'll be able to explain further. Well, are we What's there? Anything urgent?
Shai from Rehovot is asking, where is that point of independence in that diagram?
Independence is in the crossroad. This crossroad is constantly there. I must constantly see myself on this crossroad. Quote, and it shall always be as new in your mind. So I must always see myself there and go to the right. But the left isn't erased. I must go over it. So the workshop.